Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to the podcast, Nothing But Net from UMass. Megan Olbreeze is with us. Megan, so great to see you. How's it going?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. It's going great. You know, I'm having a lot of fun. I think transferring here was probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. So yeah, I'm having a great time.
Joy, fun, entertaining. Those are all words I love in the women's space, right? Tell us what you're having so much fun about doing.
The atmosphere. Yeah. The atmosphere every day. This group of players, we bond so well together. And I mean, I can call them my family. They're literally my sisters. I have a whole new family. But definitely the atmosphere we bring every day. Everyone's ready to work. It's not like no one skips a beat, for sure.
Megan, I've been told you're wise beyond your years. What does that mean? Wait, why are you laughing?
I just like to think that I have gone through a lot of experiences, and I was so lucky my freshman year to have someone to look up to, like Maddie Segris, who's really guided me a lot of the way. And now being able to step up and kind of take that responsibility for my new underclassmen and anyone that I talk to, I try to use those experiences for sure to help me.
Yeah, there's no question. Like when you play with a player, an All-American, one of the top scorers in the whole history of the game, honestly, when you look at average in a season, she's up there. Her name will always be in that conversation. What are a couple of things you learned from an alpha, if you will? Because she certainly had the alpha playing style, but she definitely didn't have the alpha personality.
Definitely determination. She was always something I've taken from her was for our pregame warm up. She's always the first one on the court. She would drop her shoes, at any away game, even the pregame at our, gym, first one out there. And I think just having that mindset of like putting yourself first in that situation, just like showing that you're determined to work on your craft in a certain way and, getting in the gym as much as she did. And, just a couple of other like little things, like going through injury is something that I happened and it also happened to her. So just getting through that, prevailing through that and using basketball as a way to get through it.
You would assume that people might be aware of this, but I want you to take us through for you. What is like day by day prep for a game? Let's say the day before a game and the day of a game before you get ready to play 40 minutes.
Yeah, so the day before a game, we have our practice. We go through our practice plan, how we want to attack the team, and then obviously we travel. Hopefully I get a quick nap in between there, bite to eat, and then get a good night's sleep, hang out with the team before we all go to bed. We all usually hang out in the hotel room, just bond a little bit more. Or if we're in like a good city, we were just in D.C. and we walked around a little bit. It was beautiful down there. Yeah. We all did that and then head to bed, wake up the next morning. I'm a really early riser, so I get to breakfast like the minute on the minute. Get a good breakfast in, you know, braid my hair. I do a couple braids up top, so that's a go-to for me. It's always part of my routine. And then we do scout film during breakfast and then hopefully can chill out for a little bit before our game. But yesterday we had a 12 a.m. game, so we didn't have much time.
Yeah. Early morning. Do you prefer the noon game or the 7 p.m. game? What's the best time for you?
You're
an early riser, so I'm guessing.
Yeah, I like the noon game because also if we're away for sure, we get home at a decent time, so I get a good night's sleep after. But sometimes I do like the night games because then my family just comes down and they can spend the day down here. So that's
there's something invigorating about walking out of the arena after a game. For me, prep, all the prep that I do, all the stuff, same, call the game, walk out of the arena, and it's daylight. There's something invigorating about that, right? Because it's not the norm.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Just knowing that, like, walking out of the game, seeing the daylight, and, like, being able to do other things outside of basketball, like, go eat like dinner with my family, because sometimes the night game is just too late. It's just way too late. But eating dinner with my family, like, I don't know, like doing anything, getting some homework done.
Feels like free time, right?
Yeah, it feels like free time because you have the rest of the day off and it feels great.
I I'm assuming that, you know, like for me, you know, every minute is accounted for, it feels like. And so when you get to that, it's almost like an exhale of, oh, I've got about a couple of hours that I can do whatever I want, if I want to do nothing or if I want to get ahead. Usually I'm thinking, oh, I need to get ahead. So like a coach, I might spend an hour post game, some to eat and drink. And then after that, it's like right back onto the next thing. Is that the way it goes for you as a student athlete?
Oh, for sure. Spending my time wisely is definitely something as a student athlete I try and like really manage. But definitely after the game's over, like have fun, eat dinner with your family, like enjoy the win. But then it's like, what's next? Like tomorrow's practice, like what are we doing? Like what's what do we want to get accomplished in the whole practice? And just looking forward to who we're playing next.
Okay, so in the A-10 this year, it's been highly competitive. There are three teams at the top that have sort of separated themselves a little bit, but then everything else is jumbled up. When you look at the standings or you watch teams play in the A-10, there's not a lot of separation. What is it going to require for you guys to make a move up when conference tournament rolls around?
Yeah, we talk about this a lot at practice. It's going to take a lot of focus. We can't really have any opportunity to like have like dry spurts, a lot of focus, and we have to just be overall, he said this yesterday, just more excited than the other team, like more ready, and just again really, really focused.
When people use cliches like identity, culture, next play, we'll take it one day at a time, we'll take it one play, next opponent, right? We hear all those cliches, but really it is in the grind of the detail. Right. When you're prepping for a game, it is every possession. It is a way to manipulate the defense. There are different concepts that you can play in. Tell us a little bit about UMass's scheme and just a couple of nuggets. Like if people have not seen UMass play, what would they see in the detail?
Yeah, we really hone in on also our culture for sure. We like to be energetic, and high fives are a really big thing for us. Anytime you see someone, anytime, high five. It just, that's kind of our next play mentality. Something play where it goes wrong, high five. Or we get in a huddle. We really get in a huddle as much as we can, and we just refocus. And then also a big identity for us. I feel like we press a lot. That's something you're definitely going to see. Our defense, we really pride on our defense, especially at practice. We, against our practice players, really no easy trip down, but they definitely make us better for sure. So, yeah.
What are you going to do next when your playing days come to an end? What's on the, what's on your vision board?
Yeah. I mean, on my vision board, definitely this year has become a little different than prior years. Being here, developing a lot more as a player in person. Playing overseas is definitely something that I want to pursue for sure. And then I also really do like working in the media. So hopefully with the classes I'm taking this year, I can continue that.
What part of media? Tell me.
Me and my teammate Casey, we're really big into like the TikTok dance and stuff like that. But using social media for any like professional team, being their media like person, taking the pregame videos or like doing interviews and stuff like that.
I think you're smart and you're onto something, because everyone is hiring those positions because of the reach of social media. So whatever you're doing to fine tune, you got a niche. And if you come up with a story that you can create on your team about your push to the A-10 tournament and put it together in at less than 2 minutes, send it to me. We will use it. We will post it. We'll use it. We'll advance UMass, and we'll use it on our live stream for our Special Olympic fundraiser, which is 24 hours, nothing but net. We're always looking for good content and inspiring stories.
Okay.
What inspires you?
I love this question. My parents, for sure. They've always inspired me from probably the jump. They've been by my side through any decision, anything that's ever happened in my life. My sisters as well, just because, I mean, they might not be athletes like me, but they pursue, in the medical field, and, it's not easy. And I've seen the things that they've gone through and how they've gone through it. And, just knowing that they can do like so many other things in the world, and like there's so many things that I can do. And sometimes when I look at basketball, I look at it, I'm like, oh, if I have a bad game, I'm like, it's really not the end of the world. There's so much more to do. And I talk to them, I lean on them so much for support, and they just continue to inspire me every day.
Wise beyond your years, with great perspective and a vision board with a plan. Megan Olbreeze from UMass, I love it. We wish you well. Thank you so much for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Thank you so much for having me.